The first reading is a reading from the book of Samuel. During the time when young Samuel was minister to the Lord under Eli, a revelation of the Lord was uncommon and vision infrequent. One day, Eli was asleep in his usual place. His eyes had lately grown so weak that he could not see. The lamp of God was not yet extinguished, and Samuel was sleeping in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. The Lord called to Samuel, who answered, "Here I am." Samuel ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." "I did not call you," Eli said. "Go back to sleep." So he went back to sleep. Again the Lord called Samuel, who rose and went to Eli. "Here I am," he said, "you called me." But Eli answered, "I did not call you, my son. Go back to sleep." At that time Samuel was not familiar with the Lord, because the Lord had not yet revealed anything to him. The Lord called Samuel again for the third time. Getting up and going to Eli, he said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli understood that the Lord was calling the youth. So Eli said to Samuel, "Go to sleep, and if you're called, reply, 'Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.'" When Samuel went to sleep in his place, the Lord came and revealed his presence, calling out as before, "Samuel, Samuel." Samuel answered, "Speak, your servant is listening." Samuel grew up and the Lord was with him, not permitting any word of his to be without effect. Thus all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, came to know that Samuel was an accredited prophet of the Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. I have waited for the Lord, but he stooped toward me and heard my cry. Blessed the man who makes the Lord his trust, who turns not to idolatry or to those who stray after falsehood. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. Sacrifice or oblation you wish not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Burnt offerings or sin offerings you sought not. Then said I, "Behold, I come." Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. In the written scroll it is prescribed for me, to do your will, O my God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. I announced your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips, as you, O Lord, know. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go to the nearby villages that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into the synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today we focus on the reality that Jesus comes to show us that he was a man who prayed early in the morning, rising very early before the dawn. And then in the Old Testament, we see Samuel, and Samuel teaches us what prayer is about. You know, too many people, when they're praying, they kind of want to come before God and say, instead of "Speak, Lord, I'm listening," "Shut up, God, I'm talking." Huh? And so the most important thing you and I do when we pray is, first, we should wake up early to put God first. You know, never fit God into your day. Build your day around God. But when you wake up, who do you wake up for? Do you wake up for money? Do you wake up for your family? Or do you wake up for God? So the first thing is you wake up early for God, and you give God the first time. Jesus did it. He's given us an example. And then the most important part of your prayer is listening. That way God can tell you that you're beloved. God can tell you what he wants you to do. God can give you his orders for the day, and you can do God's will throughout the day. So again, today it's about prayer. Wake up early. Listen. You'll know the love of God. You'll know the will of God, and you'll be able to be his instrument. Made you know his love today and forever. Amen.